Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to get into the topic of mentors, because I think mentors are a very significant part of what you need to develop in your real estate investing career. I mean, that's just the way it is. And here, I'll just start with a quote by Robert Kiyosaki. He says that your mentors in life are important, so choose them wisely. And I'll tell you what, I've got a gentleman on for the first segment that is integral in changing the lives of people like you, showing them how to invest correctly into residential income producing real estate. And I'll tell you what, he's got a heck of a pedigree. He owns a bunch of property. He operates a bunch of property. And you know what's really neat about this guy? He's a recovering attorney. That's right. He used to practice real estate law. I mean, he was in New York making great money, but also giving away all of his time to do so. And he figured out that there was a better approach. So he jumped on board to the Lifestyles Unlimited process, learned what we do, and now he is positioned to help people like you make dramatic changes in their lives. So let me bring Lee on, because I only have him for the first segment, because he's got some things he's got to do with his real estate investing. Lee, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, Al, thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're exactly right. First of all, I am a recovering attorney. It is at least a 12-step program. But I'm enjoying the heck out of it. And the reason why I got to where I am and away from the professional practice of law is that I found a mentor. And I found that mentor at Lifestyles when I lived in New York. So I found the mentors, and I have used them. Trust me, I have used them. And it's great. I'm reading a book by Napoleon Hill, actually, right now. It talks about mastermind groups. And, you know, having a mentor like the mentors at Lifestyle is kind of like having a mastermind group, and it helps you avoid pitfalls and navigate the process and bounce ideas off. And without the mentors, I would never have bought single family. I certainly wouldn't have purchased multifamily. So it's been a tremendous thing in my life and in my business. And you're right. One of the things that I do for Lifestyles now is I give a two-day class. That's our introductory class on how to buy single-family and multifamily properties. And we have traditionally done that over a weekend. We're also starting to do that and have done it this year in a four-part series. So I'm able to introduce people to Lifestyles and how we do what we do, and then ultimately introduce them to mentors they can use themselves.
Yeah, you know, I talk to a lot of members, and I'll tell you what, there's a lot of buzz about you and the fact that, you know, you're conveying the information that they need to hear, so that literally once they're done with going through the training program with you, they can go out and start buying residential income producing property and start on that path to changing their lives. But tell me about what's going on with Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, there's I looked at the calendar today, man, and I'll tell you what, there's a ton of things going on. Can you kind of quickly shape for me what Lifestyles is doing to change lives?
Absolutely. And I love coming onto this segment every month, because it's an opportunity for me to kind of take a pause, take a look at the calendar as well, and go, oh my gosh, there's so much going on. So look, if you want to check out Lifestyles, if you're listening to the program, want to check out Lifestyles and learn the five ways that we make money in real estate, if you want to learn the seven principles that we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, and then if you really want to see how the numbers work, in single family and in multifamily, I'm going to refer you to a free workshop that we do throughout the month. You register for that at lifestylesunlimited.com. Tomorrow night, Al, which is Thursday, October 15th, we have a case study with real members presenting real numbers and their deals. That's Thursday, October 15th. It starts at 6 p.m. Central. You register for that at lifestylesunlimited.com. And if you already know that you want to attend a two-day financial freedom seminar like I teach, like Greg Scott teaches, like David Fisher, all members teach, we have one coming up this weekend. That's October 17th and 18th. You go to givemetotalfreedom.com. I love that web address because it's totally accurate. Givemetotalfreedom.com. And just put in the promo code DEL, D-E-L. And you can get registered for that two-day class this weekend. The other thing I want to mention before the end of the segment is that we are having member meetups across the country. And there's four I want to draw your attention to. One is also tomorrow night. It's Metro Detroit. It is in person. In person, that's at 6:30. You go to lifestylesportal.com if you're a member and check the calendar and register for that. We also have one in Nashville. It's an in-person meeting at the end of the month on the 29th, October 29th at 6 p.m. That one's special to me. I will be there at that one. That's my new home base in Nashville. And then we have virtual meetups in Colorado. That's October 20th. And in North Carolina, which is October 29th. So get into the portal if you're already a member and check those out. We also have networking events with vendors and educational webinars, and we have a multifamily acquisition road trip. Al, there's a ton going on.
Yeah, there's a ton of continuing education opportunities. There's a ton of networking opportunities. And I love the fact that the members have figured out a way to get back together person to person while practicing all the things that we're supposed to do, wear your mask, social distancing, and things like that, so that they can continue to develop themselves and to change their lives. Lee, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I know your time is very valuable, and I appreciate you spending a little bit of it with us. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into this topic of mentors because it's a very critical component of your future success. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So on today's show, what I'm going to focus on is the concept of mentoring. And some of you think, well, mentors, yeah, whatever, maybe nice to have, maybe I'll get around to getting one. And let me just be very clear with you. Regardless of where you're trying to get in life, you would be a fool to not seek out somebody who has gone before you, who has figured out the path to success, and then ask them for their advice. Yeah. That's coming from my heart, man. That's coming from moi. According to dictionary.com, a mentor is an experienced and trusted advisor. And they've got some synonyms in there. They say other words for mentor might be advisor, guide, confidant, counselor, consultant. But at the end of the day, a mentor is somebody you need to have on your team. And I don't care if we're talking about real estate investing or we're talking about your personal career or something you're trying to accomplish outside of those two lanes. Having a mentor can mean the difference between your success, your mediocrity, and I'll say it, your failure. Now, if you use the term mentor in the verb tense, essentially what it says is advise or train. That's really what a mentor does. And mentorship is a relationship in which a more experienced or more knowledgeable person helps to guide a less experienced or less knowledgeable person. The mentor can be older or younger than the person being mentored, but they must have a certain area of expertise. You know, when I was talking to Lee just before the show went on, I just flat out asked him a question. I said, Lee, how important was having a qualified mentor in your life when you started on this path of real estate investing? And you got to remember, Lee was a very accomplished and very successful attorney, and he just happened to be specialized in real estate. So he knew real estate law forwards, backwards, sideways, any way he needed to know it. So a lot of people might think, well, gosh, he's a real estate attorney. He must know how to invest. And you know what he told me? No, didn't have a clue, man. Not a clue. Because investing correctly takes a special skill set. It takes education. It takes knowledge. It takes the ability to translate that education into action. And I'll tell you, there's one of the biggest reasons people fail when they consider investing in real estate is those two things. Well, actually, three things. First of all, they don't get a qualified education. They don't. They just, you know, they may go on the web. They might look at, I don't know, I'll pick on BiggerPockets. BiggerPockets is actually a pretty good website. If you want to go find information and experiences of people that are investing in real estate, those people are on BiggerPockets. But the problem with BiggerPockets is that it's a wide open forum. So you get everybody. You get everybody's opinions. You get feedback from folks that may or may not be qualified to give you that feedback. It's just the way it is. And I'm not picking on BiggerPockets because I'll be honest with you, there's some great content there. So a little plug for those guys. But without the proper education, you're dead in the water. If you get the proper education, and that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, we teach you how to correctly invest not only in single family, but multifamily investments into those assets. The other way that people fail is they never transition. They never get out of the education mode into the doing mode. Yeah. I'm at a loss. You know, I'll be honest with you. I've interviewed a lot of people on the show, and one of the things that they've told me that they had challenges with in the infancy of their investing experience was the concept of taking action. And usually it boiled down to some kind of fear or phobia or even analysis paralysis. Now, one of the ways... Now, I'll get to that third point right now. One of the ways you can fail is even if you get the education and you go out and take action, without having that dedicated mentor there to help guide you, you could walk into a bad situation. You could make mistakes. It's just the way it is. I mean, think about it. When you were in school, did you get an A plus on every test that you took? I know I didn't, which meant even though I went through the education and I took action and I had a mentor called a teacher, I still didn't get 100%. But I'll tell you what, when I applied the education by taking action on the test and I listened to the guidance of the teacher, or if I sought extra information from that teacher, I usually did better. I usually did. So think about it. Mentors. Where do you find them? Where do they come from? Where do they exist? Well, they're out there. I guarantee that they are out there. I mean, there's really two ways you can find a mentor. The first way is to go out and try and cultivate a relationship with somebody who has had success doing what you're trying to do. Another way is to pay for dedicated services. So essentially what you're doing is you're paying for that person's time. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's really just a business decision. I'll tell you, if you go out and you pay for the services of somebody to act as your mentor, it just makes you go faster, because what you eliminate is the trial and error method of trying to find somebody that could qualify. Because if you're going to go out and find somebody to be your mentor, you need to qualify them. You need to make sure that their experiences and their advice will line up with what you're trying to do. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get back into mentoring. I've got some great quotes that I found that I think will help you out. We'll be back right after this.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you missed the first part of the show, we're talking about mentors. And what I want to do in this segment is I want to talk to you specifically, me to you. I want to talk to you about some recent experiences I have had while working with mentors. And I'm going to be very upfront and honest with you. Some of the mentors that I have worked with just recently have been considered paid mentors. In other words, I paid a fee for the services. And some of you are probably sitting there rolling your eyes thinking, well, you don't need to do that. You absolutely don't need to do that. You could find mentors everywhere. Well, I'll be honest with you. Maybe you can, and maybe you can't. I was looking at the internet, and you know, I just did a quick search to see how hard is it to find a mentor. And I was amazed at the amount of articles that are written with regards to the difficulty of finding a mentor. And then maybe providing some suggestive actions that you can take in order to overcome that. Kind of blew me away. Now, what I also want to point out is I consulted with other people that I have relationships with that are not paid mentors. And the reason I have chosen the path that I've chosen is because I value the advice that these people can give me. I absolutely advise, I just stumbled on my words and I apologize for that. I was amazed at the feedback that I got. Now, you're probably thinking, okay, what are you talking about? All right, so let me frame the picture for you. So for those of you that listen to this radio show routinely, guys like, you know, Steve down in San Diego, who's probably edging his lawn right now. That's kind of an inside joke, but when Steve hears this broadcast on the podcast, because that's how Steve listens to the show, he'll get the joke. And the rest of you are going, dude, I don't get it. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Oh, and by the way, if you want to get access to the show, if you want to listen to it on podcast, it's available. A couple of ways you can find it is you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, there's a tab in the left-hand corner. I think that's where it's at, that is labeled radio. So basically all of our radio shows that we do, not just my radio show, but the other Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor radio shows that the other hosts do, they're all cataloged there. They're all available to you. Additionally, all of the Del Walmsley radio shows. Now, Del, for those of you that don't know, is the gentleman that started Lifestyles Unlimited 30 years ago. And I'll tell you what, he has changed many, 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 many lives as a result of him deciding to give back. His radio shows are there too. So you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. If you don't want to go there, maybe you've got, like me, a subscription to Spotify. You can just search for the radio show there. It's available. It's also available on things like iHeart, TuneIn Radio. You know, and I'm not trying to plug all these places. I'm just saying that access is there. It's available to you. But let me tell the story about why I was engaged with so many mentors in the last 48 hours. So here's what's going on. So my wife and I, we decided a little while ago that we were going to sell some real estate that we own and operate. These are duplexes, and these are properties that I bought about 20 years ago. And I bought them following somebody else's educational program, which, you know, long story short, by following their guidance, it created problems for me. It didn't quite teach me how to properly operate the properties, and the investments didn't do very well for us. And without getting into the long story, we were ineffective when targeting those properties, because to be honest with you, we were just more concerned with getting property than really understanding the nuances of what that property could do for us. So we owned them, operated them for a very long period of time. The biggest benefit that came out of those properties was really the fact that we were able to take depreciation write-offs, which helped offset other income streams that we had. So we became members of Lifestyles Unlimited a little over 3 years ago. We went through the educational course that Lee Reeves was talking about. And in that course, in the first 8-hour block, we get into the details about how to find, fix, and operate properties, as well as how to go about leasing the properties. I mean, everything you need to know, we teach you. So I'm sitting through that educational course, and I'm learning that everything that I did was absolutely wrong. You want to talk about a gut punch? I mean, I got an ego. I do have an ego. It's not a big ego, but I do have an ego. And when I realized that what I was being taught was in complete contrast to what I had previously learned, and more importantly, I was really figuring out that what I was doing was ineffective and it needed to change. So what we did do is we took the educational content that we received and we applied it to those properties, and we turned those properties around. We turned them from properties that had negative cash flow into properties that produce positive cash flow. And in that moment, we also consulted with mentors who helped us understand the error of our ways, gave us advice and guidance on what we needed to do to remedy the problem. And their advice was spot on. It was absolutely spot on. So we have been the beneficiary over the last 3 years of literally owning properties that were doing pretty well. But when we sat down and we did an analysis of our real estate holdings and what returns those holdings were producing in comparison to what was available in the current marketplace and the returns that those assets could provide, we realized that even though we had fixed those duplexes, they really weren't producing what the market was able to provide for us. In other words, we could get better returns on other property, but we would have to dispose of those properties. So we decided to put the properties on the market, and we priced them appropriately, of course, after talking with one of our mentors, and we got offers on those properties. Now, two of the offers that came in were all cash, no contingencies, quick close, that kind of thing. And I said, okay, a little bit faster, I want to go because I've got to get the third property sold. Because one of the things that we wanted to do was do a 1031 exchange and transition that money out of those properties and defer the taxes on the capital gains and any depreciation recapture that we may encounter and move that tax liability into the follow-on properties. The logic was that it allowed us to use all of the available funds that came out of the transactions. And by doing so, we could buy property without having to pay taxes in the process. Yeah. And I had a mentor assist me with understanding that 1031 process and understanding what that 1031 process could do for me, what I could and could not do in concert with abiding with the law. And it was very, very important information for me to have. And when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get back into that. I realize I'm kind of running short because I had Leon, but that's okay. We're going to get it done. But let me leave you with this quote. This is from Jim Rohn. He said, "My mentor said, let's go do it, not you go do it." How powerful when someone says, "Let's." Yeah, Jim, you got that right, and I'm going to share with you my experience when we come back.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm going to go kind of quick this segment because I really have a lot more information than I have time available. So what I'm talking about today is mentoring. And what I'm going to share with you right now is the ability for a mentor to step into my life and to help me stay focused, to help me understand things, because that mentor has the ability to not be emotionally involved in the real estate transactions that I am considering making. That's right. He's a disinterested third party, and he can look objectively. He can also kind of stand back and take a big screenshot, if you will, of the current situation. And he can understand what I'm going through and then give me advice about things that maybe I didn't consider. Yeah. So what I was telling you in the last segment was we sold all three of our duplexes that I had bought incorrectly years and years and years ago. And we're doing a 1031 exchange. We have the proceeds to, well, Two of the properties have closed escrow, which started my 45-day clock effective October 1st. Now, the third property is about ready to close escrow. I got an email today that, you know, we thought we were going to close on Tuesday. They think they can get it closed as early as tomorrow, which is totally cool with me. And what we thought about doing was taking all of the proceeds and investing, well, in a couple of different courses of action. I'll just be very clear with you. I am not limiting my potential for replacement properties. Course of action one is to go take that money and buy a small multifamily apartment community, and to, you know, do what I need to do to that property to generate good income streams so that I can increase the valuation of the property. The neat thing about multifamily is that valuation is considered based on income streams that that property produces. It has nothing to do with what the property down the road sells for. Now, my fallback approach is, you know what? I'm just going to go back into the single family space. And what I'm going to do essentially is trade a duplex for a single family property. So as a result of that, I actually talked to two different mentors over the last 48 hours. One that is specialized in multifamily, one that is specialized in single family. Oh, and by the way, let me throw a plug out for one of our vendors, ERG, Exchange Resources Group. They're one of our vendors, but what I found with Lou Ann, who is the person I have been communicating with, she is giving me all the time that I need in order for me to make sure that I completely understand the process, because I don't want to screw that process up, because it's critical that I follow all of the laws. And even though she's a vendor providing a service, she is actually providing me outstanding advice. And these are the kinds of people that you run into when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. So let me just share with you an email chain that I have between Robert and myself. Now, Robert is one of our multifamily mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited. I've known him since I've been a member. I got to know him when I first became a member. He wasn't a mentor. He was just a regular dude like I was at the time. But along the way, Robert decided that he wanted to give back, and he's been exceptional at investing in multifamily properties. He's owned independent rental operator properties. He has syndicated deals. He has, well, he's done the things that he's needed to do to make very, very, did I say very, good money in real estate and to increase the valuation of his properties. So when he decided, well, actually Lifestyles kind of reached out to him and said, what do you think, brother? You want to come on board? So when he decided to accept that offer, I was like, man, I got to get with Robert, because not only do I have a personal relationship with him, now, you know, he's a dedicated mentor and gosh, the opportunities, well, they're limitless for me. So I shot him an email saying, look, dude, I'd like to get on your calendar to discuss my options about moving the money out of those three duplexes. And I kind of gave him a little analysis of what I was doing. Told him my 45 days started on October 1st. So I really kind of need to go find something. I also mentioned that I had been loan sized by another Lifestyles Unlimited vendor, Old Capital. They're positioning me for providing the financing so that I can acquire this property. So I gave him the information on that. So the first thing Robert did was he called me right away. I mean, got the email, called me, says, hey, fill me in, what's going on? I said, well, here's what I've got. I'm working with one of our realtors, and he has been providing me information on properties that are available in the marketplace, and I'm not quite sure which path to go by. So you know what he told me? He said, pick the ones that seem to make sense for you, map them out, and then get in your car and then go drive the neighborhoods. Don't do it in the afternoon. Go do it at 9 o'clock at night. And I said, well, why 9 o'clock at night? And he says, because at 9 o'clock at night, you're going to get a real feel for that community. And what he was getting at is there are neighborhoods out there, believe it or not, across America, where if you drive into those neighborhoods at night, the nightlife comes out. And some of that nightlife has things like illegal pharmaceutical sales, i.e. drug dealers, illegal recreational experiences, i.e. prostitutes, you know, things that could be very problematic to the property. So I selected seven properties and I mapped them all out. And Monday night, I went and drove them all. And here's what I told them. I said, okay, so thanks for your time yesterday, Robert. It's amazing how quickly I was able to get this. Blow past my analysis paralysis because yes, I get that too. Just by talking to you and getting focused on an objective. So I said, here's my report. There were seven properties that I targeted. I eliminated one because I thought that although they had rehabbed the property, it looked great in the photos, they were merely renting out rooms and the income streams they reported were minimal compared to the other available properties. And then I wanted to say, I don't want to buy a boarding house. Then I went on to say this. I said, of the remaining six properties, none of them scared me as I drove through the night. And then I put in parentheses, I guess all that time in the combat zone has dulled my senses. Anyway, there are two properties that I drove that appear to be nicer neighborhoods than the other four, but it was really dark last night, so I might want to drive those properties but during the daytime. And then I gave them kind of an analysis of those two particular properties I was interested in, and I included the supplemental documentation so that, you know, he could take a look at not only the listing information, but also the notes that I made on it. And here's what he came back with. Now, are you ready for this? Al, I don't understand the elimination of that first property. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute, you explained it to him. You know, the guy was renting out rooms. You don't want to be a boarding house, right? Now check out, here's the value of a mentor. Here it is right here in two simple sentences. He said, I think you were saying they are renting units below market rents. Oh, that didn't occur to me. And then he writes, what is this, 6-7 words? That sounds like opportunity to me. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? What he did is he questioned my decision to eliminate a property, which, by the way, to be honest with you, of all the locations of the properties that I went to, that was actually the best location. But because of information that I saw in the information that I received about the property, I made assumptions. And I potentially eliminated a property that may actually be the right property for me to invest in. Yeah. Now, the other thing that we have going on in our lives is that this 1031 clock is ticking. So I've got a certain amount of time to identify replacement properties, and I'm doing okay with that. I'm not too worried about, you know, time management, but I have a backup plan. And that backup plan is that if I can't find significant properties available in the multifamily space that make sense for me that I'm going to proceed on and close on, I want to make sure that I've got properties available in the single family space that I can immediately identify and then go ahead and close on. And so I talked to Sorrell, my single family mentor, and literally my wife and I had drove to three properties that one of my brokers had provided to me. These are properties that are all ready to go. They've been completely rehabbed. They've got leases in place, which is important because we're going to buy multiple properties all at once. So that's a lender requirement that we have leases in place. I won't get into the diatribe of that, but I'm sitting in front of the third property that my wife and I had looked at, and I called Sorrell and we had a brief conversation. I filled him in on everything. And you know what his sage advice to me was? He said this: make sure you're considering all available properties. Make sure you are focused on the returns. Don't fall in love with a particular property. Fall in love with the financials that that property can provide. Yeah. And I was sitting there like feeling like a dummy, but you know what? I got the advice that I needed. So for you to get the right advice, you need to get a mentor. And one of the things you can do is to get started right away.
thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.